This is a Fox News alert. Democrats keep majority in Senate. I'm Laura Cantor. The Fox News Decision Desk projects Democrats will keep Senate control following the projected win of Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto over Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada's Senate race.
With the victories in Arizona and Nevada, Democrats will remain the majority party in the Senate, and I will remain majority leader.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking in New York City Saturday night. If Republican Herschel Walker defeats Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock in the December 6th runoff in the Georgia Senate race, then the Democrats and Republicans will each have 50 seats, which means Vice President Harris will be forced to break ties. Meanwhile, Republicans say they're on a pathway to regain control of the House. Here's President Biden giving his take on the battle for House control at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Cambodia Sunday.
I'm predicting that, as I've said all along, it'd be perilously close. We can win it. Whether we're going to win it remains to be seen.
In more election news, Democrat Katie Hobbs still with the slight lead over Republican Carrie Lake in the Arizona governor's race. President Biden also discussing his meeting coming up on Monday with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I've always had straightforward discussion with him. There's never any miscalculation about what each of us, where each of us stand.
The president is set to meet with the Chinese leader in Indonesia for a G20 conference. Authorities say Ukrainian police officers and TV and radio broadcasters are returning to the southern city of Kherson after Russian troops withdraw. However, an advisor to Kherson's mayor said residents are in desperate need of water, medicine, and food. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The surge of migrants at the southern border still reaching record numbers. Fox's Mike Tobin reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Through all the politics, like a steady flow of a stream, the migrants just keep coming. Cameras caught up with a group of about 250 as they cross the border from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. They come across the border hoping to make contact with some agents. They're now being processed here in Eagle Pass, Texas. Dramatic videos. A group waded across the Rio Grande in swift current because the flow of migrants is constant. And the inability to manage the border is why we're now seeing a shakeup at Customs and Border Protection. Commissioner Chris Magnus resigned.
Meanwhile, Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar on Cavuto Live criticizing the Biden administration's slow response to the border crisis.
There are some people at the White House, inside the White House staffers, that again have this believe in open borders. And I think those folks need to also be reevaluated also.
Cuellar also said that he hasn't heard from President Biden since his presidential campaign. The White House says U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Chris Magnus has resigned from his position. New York kicking off the holiday season with a yearly tradition.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, not exactly. It's been in the upper 60s in Manhattan, and the decorations aren't out. But the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrived this weekend. A crane hoisted the 82-foot, 14-ton Norway spruce into place. Workers will attach 50,000 lights and a Christmas star with 3 million crystals. The tree will be lit up on November 30th.
Sure, it's Christmas once more.
That's Fox's Roger Stern. I'm Laura Cantor. Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.